How do you do, radio friends? It's rehearsal time again with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And again, the National Broadcasting Company invites you to come to Symphony Hall in Boston, to go behind the closed doors at Massachusetts Avenue, and to sit along with us as we attend this rehearsal of one of the great orchestras of America preparing its concert season. This is Ben Grauer speaking from our usual position in one of the upper balconies of this famed auditorium of music, where, again, we're going to listen while the conductor leads the men of the Boston Symphony through another rehearsal, and by means of this broadcast, we can have a glimpse into the intimate workings, the delicate adjustment between conductor and orchestra, which go to make a great musical organization. Charles Munch is the regular conductor with the Boston Symphony, as you, of course, know. Mr. Munch is on a short vacation, and so our conductor, who has gathered the men on the stage this morning, is Mr. Richard Bergen, the well-known concertmaster of the orchestra who has frequently appeared as conductor with it. The work at hand is a concerto, in fact, the concerto number 2 in F minor of the great poet of the piano, Frédéric Chopin. The soloist in the Chopin concerto is Mr. Joseph Batista. And looking down on the stage, I see that Mr. Bergen is almost ready, but I have a moment or two before he'll actually begin the rehearsal. And recalling this score, I think you'll agree as it begins that it's a concerto written in the traditional style in which the orchestra makes itself very clearly heard and felt before the entry of the solo instrument. There will then, of course, be this long tutti passage from the orchestra before the ringing chords in the evocative and singing style of Chopin announce the arrival of the soloist. The Boston Symphony then, Richard Bergen as guest conductor today, the Chopin Concerto in F minor number 2 in rehearsal. Thank you.
make no regard here. Here is a picture on this. Exactly. Could we start letter C? You have letter C, gentlemen? After C, the tutti. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth measure, with upbeat. The seventh measure after, just the measure where you begin tutti. Yes.
Thank you.
marked down tacit. 1, 2, 3 measures, starting after the chord, the fortissimo chord. The piano, the last quarter, tacit, then for the 2 measures, tacit, and 3 more quarters, tacit. And then again, the fortissimo chord will start in. Is that understood? Now, will you take the last tutti? The last tutti. No, you don't play that. I mean, the last 3 measures you play. Oh, yes, you play the last 3 measures.
There's the completion of the first movement of the Chopin Concerto, which gives us a moment to return to our booth here in the upper balcony of Symphony Hall and to tell you that you're listening to a rehearsal by the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Richard Bürgen as guest conductor, the work at hand, the Chopin Concerto in F minor, number 2. The soloist, Joseph Battista. The second movement is a very Chopin-esque slow movement, melodic singing style, highly pianistic, with many involved turns and embellishments and extended passages for the solo keyboard, the orchestra merely supplying a sustained harmonic accompaniment to the soaring, lyric keyboard phrases of Chopin. To the stage now, and the second movement of the Chopin Concerto.
Thank you.
On the third? It's a change. It's a good idea, yes. It's easier for the conductor. Okay, we'll leave it in. They'll start on the third. On the third quarter. You don't mind that?
Start the third.
Yeah. No, no, this is the core.
Oh,
they.
No, no, no. That's all right. That's
on your trill, yes. Fine, that's good. 1, 2, 3, 4. Could you start 5, 6 measures before G? D, ha, da, di, da, di, di, ha. All right? 2, 4, 6 before G. 6 before G. You have a letter G. That's the cadenza. All right. 6 before. Before the last tutti, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, yes. 5 before the last tutti. Five measures before the last tutti. La di di. Well, you have to play that. Before the last tutti. La di di.
Ah, well, there's the end of the second, the slow movement of the concerto. I'm sure you could almost feel the slow exhalation of breath from the men of the orchestra as the rapturous and poetic mood of Chopin dwindled away. Our time has dwindled away. It luckily has just coincided with the end of this portion, and it's time for us to bid you good day. Another rehearsal with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Its guest conductor today, Richard Bürgen, the noted concertmaster of the orchestra, officiating during a brief absence and vacation of Mr. Charles Münch, the regular conductor. The work, the Chopin Concerto in F minor number 2, of which we heard 2 movements with the soloist at the keyboard, Joseph Battista. We do hope you'll join us when next these rehearsal broadcasts appear on your station's dial. This is Ben Grauer speaking in this series produced by John Wright, which comes to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.